This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I can honestly say when I woke up this morning, I wanted to utter these words. There is no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to more than Roman Anthony. Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, so, first of all, let's get this out of the way.
How are you?
You lost the T-shirt I gave you.
I did. I thought over it, though. It's actually in my trunk. We had to go over to BC, the rehab guys, when the team was on the road.
Oh, so
concerts. So it's in a bag in my car.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's never going to come out of that bag.
Probably not.
Okay. Yeah. Which obviously means only one thing.
That I need a new one.
You need a new one.
Yeah.
It's a ploy.
Yep.
All right. And I want to document this also. You will take a picture of you wearing the shirt.
I got you.
Okay. I'm just sort of...
I will take a picture.
I Roman Anthony.
I got you.
All right. So I feel like you're getting excited about getting closer. Like, that's the vibe that I get watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how am I? If my instincts are keen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been a long, slow process. A lot slower than I thought. Again, you know, I've said it before. I never really had experience with a hand injury. Didn't really know how much goes on in a hand and how many little ligaments and different things go on in a hand and with a hand injury. So for me, it's been a long, you know, disappointing, slow process. But I think, you know, learning a lot from it, learning a lot how to, you know, take care of myself, my hand, and going forward. And I think we're at a point now where out there running around, you know, getting to throw balls, feel good. You know, obviously just the swinging part is still the
biggest. It's just when you finish? Like, what's that?
It's the same kind of coming through as I push through and kind of extend through in a sense and then turn it over in the way of just a bat, you know, against my hand is still the thing that we're trying to get to, get through, I should say. And, you know, seeing progress, the hand feels like it's getting stronger. I'm feeling like I got more there to kind of support the hand and in the ring fingers. So, positive in that sense, and again, just continuing to get better in everything baseball activity wise every day, and stay fresh, you know, get in there and get looks at, you know, pitches and
traject
and do as much as I can to kind of stay fresh. That way, when it gets to a point where it's ready to go, it's not a long ramp up.
I couldn't remember if you had talked to somebody with a similar thing or not. Sorry, I should remember this. No, you haven't.
No, I haven't myself been able to, you know, talk to anyone.
Okay, I don't know, but it's just, you know, that always is something, right? When you're going through something unique, and by all accounts, it is like somewhat unique, right? Like
100%.
This thing. Yeah.
Definitely unique. Definitely. You know, not a ton with the exact, you know, injury with the ring finger. Obviously, we deal with a lot of hand injuries. So I guess good in that sense to be able to talk to the hand doc, talk to other people who have gone through hand injuries and kind of get their sense of, you know, the best way to make sure that we stay on top of it coming back or to strengthen it or what helps, you know, just everything. Because our hands are so important in this game and obviously we can't do anything without them in this game that we play. So
that's accurate.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
So we don't play soccer. We don't need our legs.
But you could be a pinch runner.
Our hands. That's right. But then again, you know, you might slide and
you can't. As I told Caleb Durbin, can't hit with a mitt.
That's right. So there you go.
So when you So the hitting, okay, that's one thing. Like, you throw, like, does everything else feel, you know, like, more, even maybe, I don't know, a month or so ago? Like, does everything else feel like, okay, this is, feels more normal than it did a month ago?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. A month ago for sure, I think. At first it was tricky because, you know, me being just kind of like stubborn and wanting to get out there and wondering why it doesn't feel great right away or after we took the shot or certain things. Again, like it's an injury that everyone kind of reacts different to. So it was tough to be like, hey, you know, that's why there wasn't really a timeline. It wasn't like, hey, you know, you should be X amount of weeks and if you're not there, we should panic or like, it's just one of those things where everyone kind of reacts differently to it, heals differently to it. So, yeah, I think, you know, we look at week-to-week progress, you know, even day-to-day sometimes, and definitely month-to-month or whatever it is, like, and we look at it and say, okay, it's a lot better than it was a month ago, for sure, and there's a lot of positive signs, and we've strengthened it a lot since, you know, last month.
Well, when we talked, I think that you were swinging a little bit, right? There was, but it's, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like that was, I gotta get going. I feel okay, but it's still hurt, but I gotta keep going. And I don't know if that sort of like, you got, hey, listen, like the reality is we just have to let time take this, because if you go back to then, like, oh, all right, now you're go, but it is what it is. I mean, you want to play is what I'm saying.
Yeah, 100%. It's tough again, right? Because it's like, it's not something that you can push and push and push because you don't want to. You know, I think that's what I was doing at first. It was like, okay, I want to just push this thing as much as I possibly can. When in reality, you just got to let time do its thing. You got to let it.
Which is, by the way, how you're brought up. Like, I'm going to push. I'm going to, like, do everything. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so you want to do everything you can, obviously, to be out there and, you know, not leave anything, like, you know, cut any corners with this because you want to be able to, you know, go to sleep at night and say, okay, I did everything I can today to be better, you know, tomorrow or to, you know, check every box in terms of, you know, how I feel today and going forward. And from a progress standpoint, you want to be able to look back and say, okay, I'm doing everything I can, which I have been. But I think there's a balance, right? You, in the end of the day, it just needs to take time and it needs to do its thing and needs to heal. It was similar to when I had an oblique injury last year. It's like, you don't realize how much you actually use it and how much, you know, day-to-day stuff is used with a finger or an oblique. And oblique is different because it's your...
Now you know how much you use a finger.
So now you know. So for me, it's just, you know, I'm to a point now where it's like, okay, I'm doing everything I can, but I have to accept the fact that, like, okay, I need to just let time also do its thing and do everything I can to just recover. And you know, I can't rush this thing out there any more than I've already tried. And it's, again, it's, we play a sport where you can't go out there and you can't be 50% or 60% or even 70% with a hand or a finger and go out there and, you know, produce at a level that you want to produce or that you expect yourself to produce for not only yourself but for the guys around you and in order to help a team win. So, again, that's the other tricky part about it where it's like, okay, I can't step into the box and be in pain and, you know, that's not helping anyone. So just realizing that, understanding the fact that, you know, you got to make sure that everything is good before you go out there. And because then, you know, essentially you're putting the team at risk if you go out there and you're not fully healthy. So for me, it's just about now just getting it right and doing everything I can to help the boys around me and be a great teammate and get better in every way that I can before I'm out there. And, you know, time will do its thing.
How do you treat it? Like, what do you do? Like, do you just for a break? I mean, I don't know.
We do a lot of different laser stuff, stem.
Probably learned a lot of
for sure. A lot of things, just strengthening the forearm, strengthening the wrist, doing everything we can to strengthen everything around it, strengthening the other fingers around it, testing, you know, flexion and different things in terms of flexibility with the wrist and the forearm and so everything around it, because again, it kind of just runs through your whole body like anything else. It's attached to everything, and you kind of need to strengthen everything around it, and especially in the beginning when you can't necessarily do as much to the ring finger itself and the ligament itself. you kind of want to work around it and make sure that everything around it is really supporting.
And your forearm must be like in peak physical condition.
My forearms, we always, we joke, I better have the best forearms when I come back. With how much forearm stuff we do. But it's just about really strengthening everything around it and making sure that it's supported by every little, joint and ligament and different things around that.
What's been you want to play, I get that, right? But, like, I was talking to Sogard about Alston, so he's been on, like, not even close. But it sucks, man. Like, it's hard. What's been the part where you've had to really, really get used to? What, maybe it's the team going on the road. Maybe it's just, I don't know. Like, what's been the thing that has really been difficult for you to get used to?
Yeah, I mean, everything sucks, to be honest. Like, not to sugarcoat it. Like, I mean, the team leads on the road, and, like, dang, I miss being around the guys. I miss, you know, and we have a good crew that stays back and helps us out, and a few of us are, so it's good to kind of spend time with the other guys, but you watch them from a distance and you want to be there and you feel kind of separated in a sense, and then they come back and you sit in the dugout and you watch it firsthand, and you know, all you can think about is how badly I want to be out there and helping the team, and whether it's when they win or when they lose, you feel like you want to just help the boys out there that are grinding and doing their thing. And then I think just, you know, the days that are the shitty days, in a sense, where, you know, you feel great for 2 or 3 days, and you have one day where you kind of grind and you feel, you know, you feel almost back to square one, in a sense. And I think the good thing is where we're at now is, like, you know, we're kind of getting over that hump. In the beginning,
you're having less shitty days.
Yeah, the beginning was really hard. You know, you have 2 days where you feel like you're encouraging, and then you have a really shitty 2 days, and you're like, oh, man, where am I at? But I think just for me, like, being a competitor, being a baseball player my entire life, it's all I know. Like, just the most simple thing is that I'm not out there. And so sitting here watching games, you know, I'm not meant to watch games. And that's the way I look at it. You know, I want to be out there. I want to be helping the boys. I want to be, you know, a part of it. And obviously we're still a part of it, but even when you're in the dugout and there's certain things that go on, good or bad, you're like, man, I don't feel super a part of this, just because I feel like I'm hurt. I feel like I haven't played baseball in years, it feels like. So
that's a weird thing, is that you want to, like, you see things, right? You want to help them, but almost like a lot of times, like, when you're not part of it, you don't feel equipped to help them, you know?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I think you feel like you're kind of, like, separated from it, and you're not as in it as the boys are when they're grinding or when they're winning, whatever it is. Like, you don't feel like you're as a part of it, no matter what you do or how good of a teammate you can be. So I think that's the hardest part, is just kind of getting FOMO, being like, man, I want to play baseball. I'm over, you know, sitting here and waiting on a finger. Like, it sounds ridiculous to me. But again, I mean, it's just, I guess it's something you have to learn. You know, it's something you learn going through your career. I never was injured in the minor leagues, and now I've faced two injuries that have just kind of happened, and that I wasn't, you know, I wasn't unprepared. I wasn't, you know, there wasn't anything physically that was alarming or leading up to either of the two injuries I've had so far. So it's been a shitty break. It's been a tough break, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, no one feels bad. It's kind of just move along, do your thing, get healthy, get out there. So that's the way I look at it, and we'll continue to have to look at it and just try to, you know, do everything I can to get out there as soon as possible.
When you said, like, you haven't talked to guys about who has the injuries, but there is an element of talking to guys about, you know, talking through a lot of this stuff. This, I mean, listen, I'm happy to sit here and talk with you, but I'm just some schlub. Like, it's like, but you could talk to, whether it's mental performance coaches, whether it's like veteran guys, whatever. I mean,
I think that's a huge part of it too. It's like when you're playing, right? And you talk approach, or you're in the dugout and you're talking about the pitcher. It's the same thing. It's, you know, for me, like, Trevor's been hurt, and Trevor's been doing this a long time, and getting to spend some time with him and talk, you know, with him a little bit about it, and throughout the process of even when he was playing, and even guys who are playing and healthy, like, you know, there's, as I think for me, the inexperience of injury and, you know, going through these processes and, And I think the part that I struggle with is trying to rush and do everything I can to, mm-hmm. you know, maybe trick myself into thinking that I don't feel as shitty as I do sometimes. And, you know, like, I think it's been good to talk to some of the older guys with experience to know that, like, hey, you're not doing anyone a favor coming back if you're not 100% or you're not close enough to 100% where you could perform at the big league level. I mean, it's hard enough when we're healthy as it is, right? So, just getting advice from guys who have gone through similar things. Trevor's dealt with hand injuries, and he's on the IL, you know, right now with me. So, I think it's important, though, to just kind of talk, you know, through anything, whether you're playing, whether you're not playing. Like, always important to kind of get advice, and I think I've always done a good job of that, whether I was playing, not playing, or on the field, off the field stuff, whatever it may be. Like, it's always good to be able to have somebody to kind of talk to and talk through, you know, certain things with. So, it's been good. Unfortunately, we have a bigger-ish group of guys on the IL, so fortunately for us IL guys, we can kind of lean on each other,
yeah,
and work through it
that's
together.
A good point.
And
yeah, yeah, yeah.
To kind of get off, and, you know, we have, you know, like Romy's playing today, and we're all super pumped for him and proud that he's off and away. And
you know what he gets for being off?
And we're like, yeah, don't come back. So,
well, you know what he gets? You know what his reward is?
What's he get?
Japanese, sure, baseball's, yeah, a boring t-shirt.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
There you go. So, yeah, I mean, it's you know, if you look at positives, that's a positive in that sense that you can kind of lean on each other and push each other and be going through it with somebody. But at the same time, you know, I think we're all in a similar situation, whether you're on the IL for 7 days or 10 days or 60 days. Like, nobody wants to be on the IL. It's like, hey, we all need to do everything we can every day to get off the IL and see each other leave each other in a sense. And I think you feel that more when the team's not here and when there's no fans here and,
yeah,
kind of grinding through it, and you're, you know, you want to be out there with the guys. So that's been the hardest part, I think, of last year's injury, this year's injury, of, you know, just the separation, that feeling of not being there with and for the guys. That's been the hardest part on my end, but makes you appreciate and enjoy it, you know, more when you get to take the field and when you're on the field and you don't take it for granted.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains, too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business, all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. You're a good human being. You're a good teammate. And having you around means a lot to them. I'm building you up, not only because you're sitting here, but I'm actually thinking about your buddy from the program, Mike Vassell. If I buy you a wizard hat and one, by the way. Can you imagine if all of a sudden out of nowhere?
So I was just waving the wand.
You're just waving the wand.
That's unbelievable. He's doing something right over there. But, playing good baseball.
But the point is that he's out for the year, whatever.
Yeah.
But the value of having teammates, of having people like yourself around, like that's not lost. And sometimes you don't get a chance to see that or appreciate it. And I think with Mike, it's one of these things where it's obvious because it's well publicized and for good reason. But it's the same thing with you. Like, I think that they, you know, guys value you being around.
Yeah. I think it's, I've seen it from the other side where I've been healthy and I've seen guys, and like last year I came up and for a good period of time Bregman was on the IL.
Yeah.
And for me, like looking back at that, like I don't know if I, you know, am the player I am without, you know, listening to him while he was on the IL, share things with me and help me out as a teammate and as, you know, cheering us on. And it's the same thing with all the guys who I've experienced that have been hurt that come out and, you know, sit here for nine innings and watch the boys and cheer on the guys and cheer on myself and help, you know, bring that energy. So I think for me, seeing the other side of it, I try to just be the best team that I can and provide that energy and provide that that source of being able to talk, you know, whether it's, you know, hitting or even talking with our pitchers, whatever it is, like just, you know, being there, being a good cheerleader while I'm on the
IL. The Bregman thing, I remember, you know, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
How that was probably a good lesson in hindsight.
Yeah,
I mean, so, that wasn't like a short period of time that he had to go through that, right?
Yeah, I think it's valuable. You know, you go on the IL, and I think oftentimes it's easy to kind of get lost and feel like, okay, well, I don't need to be in the dugout. I don't need to be doing certain things. Where you know, I think that is very valuable. You get all your stuff done. You show up to the dugout. You do everything you can to help the guys. And you know, I think something as simple as just going and get, you know, getting a bat for JD and gripping it for him. Like, I think, like, I do that, and I'm like, okay, I'm locked in. I feel like I'm...
Check.
And then he goes and gets a hit.
There you go.
That's like, yeah. I feel like...
I mean, that's, you know, like your magic wand, but yeah, nobody sees
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like little stupid things like that where you're like, okay, you know, it's good to feel like, you know, you're there for your teammates, and you know, they can count on you even when you're hurt to be there for them or do what they need to do or do what you need to do for them. So things like that are very valuable, and I think I've learned that now, unfortunately, getting to spend too much time on the IL.
For a reward, I got two tickets to a Pearl Jam concert for you. You go to any concerts?
Well, what?
Cool. What's that?
That's a grown man, by the way.
Hold on. Now I have to put it like an unrated. The edit. I was going to ask you, did you go to any concerts?
I did not, no.
I didn't even know what music. I don't even know. I have no idea. We can't figure out what music you like.
No, yeah, I didn't go to any concerts. I think, you know, for me, if the guys stay back or, you know, wanting to do something, get together, we've gone and gotten some food, done things like that. But I think, you know, for the most part, trying to kind of keep it.
Yeah, I only ask you that because I went to a concert. I want to brag about it.
Which one?
You would not, definitely would not have known. Black Crowes.
No.
If you don't know the Pearl Jam, it's like someday I'm here to educate. So
Black Crowes.
Yeah, you would know like six of their songs.
I would or wouldn't?
You would.
Like which one?
I'm not going to try to sing them.
But what are they
it's
called?
It's worth a Google. I don't even know. Google them.
Okay.
Black Crowes. You would know. You would definitely know. Again, I'm here to educate young minds.
Sweet.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.